The Licking County village of Alexandria is a quaint town that about 500 people call home, but the village might not be around much longer. An embezzlement scandal depleted the village budget, and next month, voters will be asked whether Alexandria should legally dissolve. Wes Roseberry left Columbus for the country 2.5 years ago.
We wanted kind of that Andy Griffith, you know, white picket fence kind of life for our children.
Roseberry found it in Alexandria.
We have chili cook-offs here in the village. We do a Santa parade during Christmas. I think a lot of it has to do with the identity of the village. A lot of people love having this small village.
Alexandria has one of the oldest government charters in the state, dating back to 1830. But that charter might soon go away. Village Council voted last December to put an issue to dissolve or unincorporate on the May 8th ballot. Alexandria has been hurting since a former village officer was charged with embezzling more than $150,000. Former Mayor Stan Robinson led the petition effort to dissolve and become part of neighboring St. Albans Township.
A village government is just a mom and pop organization trying to compete with Walmart. There's just nothing efficient about it. It's just an overwhelming form of government for 200 houses. It should be controlled by the township. It's just a duplication of services. It's a layer of government that just isn't profitable or even reasonable.
Part of the reason for Alexandria's struggles lie with Robinson. As mayor in 2012, he refused to hold mayor's court because he had a day job. That pushed the police chief to resign and led to the departure of the entire police department. Despite his history with the village and his leading the effort to dissolve, Robinson ran for mayor last year.
My goal is the efficient use of tax money, and to do it as mayor, I would be willing to do that. Or if we dissolve the village, well, then it would automatically be taken care of.
Robinson lost last year's election to Jim Jasper. Jasper wants the village to be preserved, but he helped lead the petition effort to put the measure on the ballot. Jasper says he's also seen the vote as an opportunity to become more responsive to residents' complaints. They're building a new public parking lot with 16 spots downtown. They also hope to have a functioning police department by the summer and hope to post court records online.
Our biggest concern, my biggest concern, is the way that cities and municipalities around us are growing. New Albany's coming toward us, and I love New Albany. It's a great town, but they're coming toward us quickly.
Jasper sees a vote to keep the village in place as a way to stand their ground against the encroaching city.
I'm certain when any of these municipalities get closer to us, they'll be looking to annex. They'll start annexing St. Albans Township and eventually take over our village and partially, if not mostly, for our sewer plant.
The village faces a huge vote in 2 weeks, but for now, life carries on. Steve Baldwin is putting the finishing touches on a new downtown boutique. He also created a Facebook page to support keeping the village in place.
Having those people stop, having people live here, pay rent, you know, purchase local goods is what it's all about.
Baldwin also worries what a vote to dissolve would even look like.
There hasn't been any concrete answers as far as, okay, well, who's going to take this over? Who's going to take that over? How is St. Albans Township going to pay for that?
It's hard to know what a post-charter future would look like since the current mayor, Jim Jasper, has not looked into it.
If 340 people come to the polls and vote to unincorporate the village, I'll support that because that's what our government's about. It's by the people, for the people. If 15 people come out and unincorporate the village, I'll be very disappointed because that's not the voice of the people.
The people vote May 8th. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.